Information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
All right. Hello. We're going to talk about one of my favorite, I think, foods as medicine. I remember so much going when I was young, living in visiting my grandparents actually in Canton, Ohio, and we went over to their neighbors, and they were beekeepers, and they had this honey, and it was the honey, it wasn't the like the pourable honey, it was the honey that, gosh, is definitely not my area of expertise, but it, you know, it was hard, and it was like, what is that called, Dr. Weiss, that it's the hard honey that they were just...
Are you talking about from the honeycomb? Like the comb?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you buy those combs and then it all crushes. Oh, I love
that. Yes, exactly. It was like the toast, honeycomb with butter and, oh my gosh. It was, I remember the thing I love about honey. I remember taking medical boards. We're talking about modern day applications of this medicine, listeners. So you got to stay tuned and, through my ramble here, and I apologize, but I get excited sometimes. But honey can actually be antibacterial. Like it can keep an infection at bay and cure an infection. Yeah, yeah. But you honey. Honeydew, honey baby.
Well, here's the thing, though, that honey's been long known for healing, wound healing qualities and allergies and a lot of stuff like that. A actual safe sweetener for foods. It has a lot of stuff. But they kind of took one version of it. They made a drug out of it. I don't know if you've seen that for wound care. There was an actual drug pharmaceutical version of it. And basically, they kind of made it sound like only this New Zealand stuff is the stuff that actually will help with wounds and things like that. Everything else really doesn't do much. And I'll tell you, since I've been a little kid, my parents knew nothing about natural medicine at all, but cuts, scrapes, whatever, that jar of honey probably was sitting in our cabinet for years, Holly. Dad, go get it. It was either mercuric comb, which burnt like god-awful, you know what, or throwing some honey on there, and it healed great. And then you get into medical school, and what do they teach you? Wounds heal better when they're clean, but when they're wet, they heal better. They don't heal as well when they're dry. And here's honey. It's not wet from water. It's wet because it has the absolute perfect things they need to heal. Honey is a clean barrier. It has sugar so your cells can grow, not sugar that your bacteria will grow, because honey is in its own nature antibacterial, but it also wakes up the immune system where you rub it into, because it has that protein in it. And so it has this enzyme activity that helps digest the old damaged tissue. And yes, I'd rather you get raw organic local honey. But that crummy stuff in the plastic bear, as long as they haven't added sugar to it or chemicals, that works too, Holly. It does. You remember those? I don't see them that often because everything's packets these days. But do you remember that old plastic bear?
Of course, you know, I do.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's scrapes. And my 3.5-year-old, when we were in Europe, she scraped herself. I put some honey on there, and they're all looking at me like I'm like, God, you're the world of the home remedies. We never heard of honey on a wound or whatever. It works so well. And for the kids out there, it doesn't burn. It doesn't sting. Worst comes to worst. The only thing bad about honey is that when I'm around my dog, all of a sudden she's licking the wound because she wants to lick the sugar off.
That's right. That's great. And we're talking about, I mean, obviously in folklore, in folk medicine, honey was used all the time, and there were so many traditional uses for it. But I got to tell you, this is modern day, you know. The other Monday, we did a segment on an herbal first aid kit. Now, this is an herbal first aid kit that you can, sure, there are sort of pills and potions and things that you can get at your health food store, but these are actually either herbs that you can make for a tea or oils that you can have. And I would say that maybe we were remiss in not mentioning honey being in a first aid kit. So having it around, sure, bringing back the, I would say, gluten-free, maybe grain-free toast. And believe it or not, there's a grain-free toast out there. I have to give this company a shout out. Julian Bakery actually has, it's called Paleo Bread. And
I saw that.
Yeah. Now, I
had
to say,
a slice, though, it was a little heavy on the fiber.
Here's the thing.
Going for a run, and I feel this stuff. And next day in the toilet, it was, whoa. I'm cleaned out, you know, but it's good. I like the fiber, but I know that to eat more than maybe one slice.
Right. That well, stuff, and that's good.
Is that the coconut stuff? Is it made from like coconut shreds
actually,
or something?
There's a couple different recipes. They've updated the recipe. So Julian Bakery, I find that if you don't toast it within an inch of its life, it kind of has a little bit of a funny taste. But if you toast it, it's really good. And I don't really eat any grains, and it's a nice vehicle for me to get that spread on. So get that spread of honey on. But so having honey around, especially in the most natural, local, right? So we're thinking local. Why? Because you can actually have more medicinal effects from something that is local in your area, especially if you've got allergies, pollen allergies. Who knows? Eating a little bee pollen, you know, from the, you know, you could actually maybe stimulate a homeopathic sort of like cures, like remedy, and have a little bit of allergy decrease too.
Yeah. It's the only, other than really raw sugar, the sucanats and things like that. I mean, even some of the natural raw sugars to me aren't raw enough. They don't have the mineral content, molasses, or even molasses to that degree. I think really the only truly safe for your body sweetener is honey. I mean, the reports every day are worse about artificial sweeteners. I think stevia has its place, but I'm not a fan medically of stevia because I don't like my patients getting used to that hyper sweet flavor, and I think it does affect insulin over time. You know what I'm talking about, Holly?
That's
it's
a
so
problem.
Sweet.
It's what causes that is, you know, that's the cephalic stage of digestion. So even though you're not getting that calorie, your brain is thinking, "Holy crap, there's a lot of sugar coming in," because stevia is very, very sweet, and mm-hmm. It can really start to affect insulin levels. You're right. But I got to say one more thing about honey that I love. Mm-hmm. It actually, I think, can be effective against H. pylori, Helicobacter pylori. Now, that's the bacteria that's been the main culprit in stomach ulcers.
Yeah. And I think about it. You have tea with chamomile. It calms you down, which helps your ulcer. And it helps get rid of the bacteria that is chewing on the ulcer, understanding that stress and low stomach acid is the underlying cause, not the bacteria. The bacteria comes because of stress and because of those things. So working on those. But a chamomile tea with a little bit of honey, especially some raw, local, organic honey, can literally be the underlying cause and the actual thing that's giving you the pain, help knock it out. And we are in a world right now, Holly, where we've got to get simpler, lower cost, habitual solutions. Your habits cause the ulcer by running around with a triple caffeinated Starbucks whatever and being stressed. Now all of a sudden you're trading that for a chamomile thing with honey. That habit now can unwind the ulcer. And that's what we're looking for when we're looking at truly preventing illness, is slipping something new into a habit that's actually corrective over time. And I love the idea of honey becoming a staple sweetener for people and also supporting our really, really sick bee population right now.
Yeah, absolutely. This is it. I think it's the number one sweetener. You're right. We can get people to use it in a local, organic way. We can help the population of bees. It's sustainable then. We're doing all the right things for our body, for our environment. That's pretty much how we stay well. I think it's the best thing ever.
Yeah. One, you know, what's kind of interesting too is, let's say you get a scrape and you put the honey on it and then you put a bandage on it. One thing, listeners, that I'll let you know is that when you take that bandage off, which is sometimes the most pain ever, is that peeling of that bandage off of the skin and that scab. But when you put honey on a wound and you peel back the bandage, it just slips right off. No pain, no fuss, no mess. You throw a little more honey on, you throw a new bandage on, 15 seconds in and out, taped, clean, and the wound is healing fantastic. And the other thing is, I do believe, significantly less scarring.
There you go. Well, there you have it. So we've got the perfect food as medicine, honey in the modern day, organic, local as possible. You can use it topically for wounds, bacterial infections. It can heal stomach ulcers. And I think it's the perfect sweetener. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to sweeten up your health here on Radio MD and RadioMD.com.